Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m. We are so excited to have Felicity Fowler with us today, and she is going to share some of her journey and answer some questions that are inquisitive, you know, about her journey, and I think will provide some wisdom for all of us. So thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, Felicity, looking back at your career, are there some things that you would do differently?
So looking back at my career, I feel so fortunate to have had a wonderful 30-year employment law career, helping guide clients through the most important employment law issues. And I've had wonderful clients, wonderful colleagues, and obviously a supporting family. But one thing that I think that I wished I would have known sooner looking back is that I wish I would have known I had the power to speak up for myself and to speak up for others in the workplace. And everyone has that power, whether you're a junior employee or the most senior of employees. But I think everybody needs to make sure that with that power, they use it and they use it wisely.
Oh, I love that. I really agree. I know being a baby boomer, you know, too, I think, well, gosh, why? We were just happy to be in the room, and you know, yes, why we didn't ask for the seat up front, you know, so that's amazing. I love that. I think we're going to use that in other applications. So thanks for sharing. And I know that all of us have had sponsors or mentors or people that really have influenced our career. And sometimes it might even be from watching a movie or reading about somebody in a book. You know, we never know where that influence is going to come from. But I know you have some special mentors and sponsors that have helped you in your career and also, you know, in your personal life. And we'd also like to hear about your mom and dad and how they influenced you.
Well, I feel very fortunate. I have had some wonderful mentors and sponsors throughout my career. And they have taught me a lot about the practice of law, about law firm politics, about having business and client relationships. But the most important sponsors for me have been those that really have expressed confidence in me and their belief in me. And whether that is my supervising partner or another partner that, you know, has some kind of authority over me, whether it's the managing partner or somebody else in the law firm, if they express confidence in me, that really, really lets me have the confidence to go out and succeed and do what I can do. But it also stems from my family and having, you know, the support from my husband and from my siblings and especially my parents. I feel extremely privileged in that my parents, both from an early age, expressed the value of education and how important that is, and passed that along from their parents down to myself and my two siblings. And so we knew it was very, very important to our family that we strive to do as well as we can in school. And I'm happy to report that my siblings and I all went to college, and actually all three of us have some kind of graduate degree, whether it's myself, I'm a lawyer, one of my brothers has a PhD in economics, and another brother who is a lawyer and currently sitting as a judge. And what I think is interesting is that my parents are very, we have a very diverse family. My mother is Mexican-American from a very rural, poor West Texas farming culture, and her parents did not go to college or even graduate from high school, but they still valued education, and they passed that on along to my mother. And my mother was the first of her generation to go to college and went to University of Texas, and was one of the first graduates at UT to graduate with a Latin American studies degree. And then my father, who is an immigrant from England, he had also understood the value of education from his parents. And then again, he came to Texas to get his PhD in civil engineering at University of Texas, where he met my mother. And then they passed down, like I said earlier, that value of education down to me and my brothers.
What a wonderful story. It sounds like we could spend a lot of time talking about your family and all of the highlights that they have seen through challenges and successes. But one other person that we would love for you to spread some light on is your husband. You know, it's so important who we choose in life, you know, as a partner. So can share a little bit about what attracted you to him and really what traits do you really value today?
So I absolutely agree with everyone who says that it's so important who your partner is in life. And I have been lucky enough to find that person. I met my husband at the law firm where we worked many moons ago. And that was in the late 1990s. And we started dating and dated for several years before we were married. We have subsequently not been at that law firm, but have been at other law firms. And what I think is so important is that my husband understands what it means to be a lawyer and all the pressures and all the demands from clients and from just, you know, internal firm politics, so to speak. But he is supportive. He, you know, we make it work. It's a true partnership. If he has a busy week or I have a busy week, we alternate on the responsibilities at home. And it has just worked. We've been married now for 15 years and dated for 10 years before that. So we've been together for 25 years. And it's just been a wonderful relationship that has really worked.
Thank you. I hope that he'll be at the conference to see you being honored. So it'd be great to meet him too as well. And I know, Felicity, that you volunteer in the community. You know, you have a lot of passionate things that that you really are involved with. And so please share a little bit why it's important to be a volunteer and how it's helped you in your career.
Well, I am passionate about volunteering in the community, and I volunteer for a number of different organizations. And the cliche is always that people say they volunteer to give back to the community or to make a difference. And I think those things are absolutely true. But for me personally, the real value in volunteering is that I gain much more than I give, because I love meeting new people. I love making connections with people that are diverse, that may be in different situations than I am, and really understanding and getting a perspective of all the different individuals and ideas and perspectives and situations that people in this world have. And what I love about that is I think it makes me a better empathizer. I can empathize more with people. And I think that it just teaches me that everyone is different and everyone has their own story. And I think that's really important.
I do. I agree with all of that. So, and, you know, we look at all the accomplishments. You know, we would be here all day, you know, if we go back over the last 30 years of your career. But there's got to be some things that really stand out. Felicity, would you please share those with us?
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things that stands out to me in terms of my 30-year career is that I've always been known as somebody who's trying to make our profession of law better, especially for women. And I've done many things related to that. I've been the diversity chair at several law firms. I've actually also chaired women's committees, and I've also partnered with our clients in those efforts, as well as just the community at whole. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I want to be remembered for is obviously a skilled expert employment law attorney who, you know, was passionate about their clients and their colleagues, but that also really tried to make a difference in the practice of law. It's still a male-dominated profession, but we are seeing movement slowly, but we are seeing movement toward it becoming less so. So that's exciting.
I know, isn't it? We're seeing more women entering the law field. I know we've always had, I guess, the last few years have had more women in law school, but somewhere we lose them, you know, within before they make partner, don't we?
That's right.
So we're seeing more of that. Hopefully those things will change with women like you there that are inspiring them to stay the course, I guess, as they say.
Yes.
So, and in that light, if you were sitting across from someone that was entering the workforce, or sometimes, you know, there are attorneys, I know our friend Teresa now has a new chapter in her life, a professional volunteer. And thank goodness she's chosen the chamber to be one of her organizations that she's passionate about. But what advice would you give to a woman either re-entering or just entering the workforce?
The advice that I would give to a woman who is entering or re-entering the workforce is to find your trusted group of allies, of confidants, of mentors, and really use those individuals to their fullest extent possible. And my second piece of advice is work hard, even though no one is watching, or you think no one is watching, because in reality, people are watching, and you will be surprised that at your 30-year mark in your career, there will be people that reach out to you that you met or worked with as a junior employee, maybe in your first or second year, but still remember you and your work ethic and the good work that you did, and reach out to you 30 years later and ask for your assistance. So I think it's very, very important regarding hard work.
You know, I think that as we age in life, we always look at, well, how are people going to remember me? And so we would love to hear what you want your legacy to be.
Well, I would like my legacy to be that I was a skilled expert employment law who practiced employment law for more than 30 years, helping aid her clients through their most important employment law issues, but who was passionate about their family, clients, colleagues, and especially the community.
I know we both have something in common. I had two brothers too that I grew up with. And so there's a lot to be said about being the only girl. And of course I was the baby too. So I won't say I was spoiled, but I was. But I know there's some lessons that we get from our siblings, you know, from other family members. So are there some things that that you perhaps could share with us that really are important at when we are a sibling or we're in a family and influencing others? Is there something that you particularly take from your brothers?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very fortunate to have two wonderful brothers who are very accomplished. One is a professor of economics at Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And my other brother is a family court judge in Amarillo, Texas. And both of them have inspired me because they have become masters in their professions. And the economics professor is very different and does very different things than what I do. And in fact, I don't understand a lot of what he prepares or writes about or gives, you know, educational seminars on. It's just Greek to me, especially the math that is involved. But what I do love and what inspires me is that he is passionate about his career and that he really is always looking for ways to move and challenge himself to take it to the next level. And so I would say that both of my brothers definitely inspire me and keep pushing me, frankly, to make sure that I'm on my game and I'm being the best that I can be.
Oh, that's great that you're still close. I love that.
Yes.
So if you were able to meet anybody dead or alive, or you could sit across the table just like we're talking now, who would that be?
If I had the opportunity to meet my great-grandparents, I would love to be able to do so. My great-grandparents traveled from Mexico to Texas, and they did not have anything other than just small possessions, but they were fleeing the revolution and Pancho Villa, and were wanted by Pancho Villa and his army, and fled to Texas for a new world, a new living, a new way of life, didn't know English, and settled in West Texas, a small town called Rotan, Texas, out towards Abilene, Texas. But what was amazing is that my great-grandparents valued education so much in that they put out an ad in the newspaper La Prensa, which is a Spanish-speaking newspaper, is published out of San Antonio, Texas, looking for a tutor that would come to the desolate remote area of Rotan, Texas, to tutor their children, which included my grandfather, and help them learn to read and write. And they were successful and did hire a tutor who came all the way from Mexico to help the children learn to read and write. And then, of course, that wonderful view towards education was passed on from my great-grandparents to my grandparent, my grandfather, to then my mother, and then to me. So if I had the opportunity, I would love to go back and meet my great-grandparents and hear their story of how they fled Mexico and how they managed to survive and what they did to foster such a wonderful family and culture.
Oh my gosh, what a wonderful story. And it's so great that you know it, that the story is being passed down. I can see a book in your future. In your spare time, you can write one. Huh? We always want to talk to our breakthrough women. And we know there are many adjectives that describe you. You know, we could sit here and talk about all of the adjectives, but if you had to pick one word that best describes Felicity Fowler, what would that be?
The one word that I would use to describe myself is passionate. Passionate about the law, passionate about my family, passionate about my clients, passionate about my colleagues, and passionate about the community.
Yes, that does fit you well. I agree with that one. So that's good. And in closing, we would love for you to share just a little bit of what led you into the legal field. You know, was there an aha moment, or was it just something you always knew you wanted to be a lawyer?
Well, I decided to venture into the law field at a very early age. I went to an elementary school in St. Louis, Missouri, and interestingly, the teachers went on strike. And it was a very interesting time because I was very close to a number of my teachers, and also hearing how the strike affected the students, affected the parents, and what happened eventually was that there was a lawsuit that ordered the teachers to go back to work. So to me, that sparked my interest in law, and it sparked my interest in employment law. And when I was looking for colleges to attend, I was fortunate enough to receive information from Cornell University that had a very strong undergraduate program in industrial and labor relations. And so I felt that was perfect as a precursor to law school. And in fact, it was. And I felt I got the best undergraduate degree I could get to then follow up with a wonderful law school and a law career.
Ah, wonderful story. That so that really does play into the old adages, you know, at a young age, you can plant that seed and you never know if it's going to grow or, you know, they're going to change and go somewhere else. But golly, what a wonderful story.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.